I don't think so.
Hey, you're listening to 97.1 FM, 95.3 FM, Boulder, Colorado, KBFR, KGLR, Greenlight Radio, Boulder Free Radio. We're in the studio with Suma, who is going to play us a few songs. So take it away, Suma.
Thank you. This first song is called I'll Be Here.
Again.
to catch you when you fall. To catch you when you fall. And I'll be here for you. This next song is called Micro Love.
You're listening to 97.1 FM, 95.3 FM, Boulder, Colorado, KBFR and KGLR with the band Suma in the studio. Suma.
Alright, thank you, Eric. The song is called What I Gotta Do. It's true, yeah, you tell yourself it's true, and I'm sick and tired of what you put me through. I know what I gotta do, I know what I gotta do. 'Cause everything you say makes sense to only you, but you tell yourself it's true. Yeah, you tell yourself it's true, and I'm sick and tired of what you put me through. I know what I gotta do, I know what I gotta do. Tell yourself it's true, and I'm sick and tired.
you put me through. I know what I gotta do. I know what I gotta do. Cause everything you say, it sends to only you. You tell yourself it's true. Yeah, you tell yourself it's true. And I'm sick and tired of what you put me through. I know what I gotta do. I know what I gotta do.
Facebook page, or Suma from Boulder, facebook.com/SumaMusic. Alright, we're gonna play another song. I wrote the song, it's called I Don't Wanna Lose Your Love. Begin.
listening to 95.3 and 97.1 Greenlight Radio and Boulder Free Radio. We are joined in the studio with the band Suma from Boulder, Colorado. I'd like to ask you guys some questions, if that's okay.
Sounds good.
So the band here is we've got Jake O'Neill on guitar and vocals. We've got Max Grossman on drums, and we have Miles Bragg on bass guitar. So you guys are from divergent backgrounds and very different places in the world. How did you guys all come together?
Max and I met in a different band back in Boulder about a year ago, and he was playing bass at the time. I was playing lead guitar and wasn't really working out, so we decided to split off and kind of do our own thing. Started playing as a duo for like half a year, and then decided we needed a bass player, so we figured we'd go to a high school and look for a 16-year-old bass player.
Well, that seems to be a good strategy. Is that what happened, or was there something a little less romantic?
It's a little less romantic. Miles is a family friend of mine. He really is 16, though. That part is true.
Well, that's good. He certainly have a matured sound for. Have you been playing bass for a while? 4 or 5 years, yeah. That would be awesome if I had a microphone on you.
Come over here.
But I didn't do that. 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
That's cool. I've played bass for a little bit. Probably around that same time. I'm not nearly as good as you.
I'm sure that's not true.
Do you play a lot? Is this your first band, your second band?
Well, I come from primarily a jazz background, so I put a lot of effort into that, and I play it, the school, and then we have a combo that we play with outside of that called the Rough Riders, and I play with them a lot.
The Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders.
All right. That's pretty good. Very cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So do you guys have any shows coming up?
Do we have shows coming up? We do. The easiest way to find them is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sumamusic. But let's see, what's the nearest
Buffalo
one coming up?
Rose
Buffalo
Golden.
Rose on
next Friday.
Thank you. Yes, Buffalo Rose Friday, August 30th in Golden. And it should be a fun one. We love that place. We've got a bunch coming up. We're playing Larimer Lounge in Denver, Toad Tavern in Denver, Bushwhackers in Denver. We'll be playing Bohemian Beer Garden in Boulder, probably September 18th or 25th, and a shitload of other ones, man.
You guys are busy.
We are busy.
You guys are very busy.
Working hard, man.
So that other band you guys were in doesn't exist anymore.
They do exist, actually.
They do exist.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about it.
No, don't need to mention any names. You've moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, let's hear another song from Suma.
We're going to do one cover song for the set. The song's by Muse called Stockholm Syndrome. Tell me if this is too loud, Eric.
Oh,
You're listening to 95.3 KBFR, 97.1 KGLR, Boulder Free Radio, Greenlight Radio, boulderfreeradio.com.
Dot org.
Dot org.
And then there's KNED.
And then there's KNED, 95.3 KNED. And greenlightradio.com, also streaming online and all those aforementioned places. We're joined in the studio of KBFR with Suma, the band Suma from Boulder, Colorado, our fantastic little city here. So, Suma's been, you guys have had a lot of press recently. I've been reading in the newspaper. I see you guys' name pop up a lot. You seem to be hitting the Boulder scene pretty hard. How do you feel about the Boulder music scene?
You know, it's not as awesome as I'd like. It's a lot of definitely a lot of great bluegrass bands from here. A lot of really great jam bands, but the indie rock scene is pretty minimal here. Not to say there aren't some good bands out there. I really like South of France, if you've heard of them, and Hermits. It's two of my favorite indie bands.
Hermits, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I figured. But yeah, man, Boulder's a great spot. Denver's kind of more of our scene, probably.
Denver, yeah. I assume you guys would do fairly well in Denver. Have you been having a lot of success there?
Yeah, definitely. We've been playing a lot of great spots. Larimer Lounge is one of my favorites. Played Lion's Lair a couple times, which is a cool little dive bar on Colfax. And yeah, we're just playing lots of shows all the time, man.
Do you have any upcoming plans to hit the road anytime soon?
The biggest plan right now is South by Southwest, hopefully not in Austin in March. But we'll see how that works out. Miles is going to be in high school still, so I'm not quite sure how we're going to pull that off. But yeah, other than that, we're pretty much just playing Denver Boulder and, you know, just trying to build up our repertoire and just get our shit together.
Just rock it.
Exactly.
That seems to be what you're doing. When I hear the name Suma, I think of sumo.
Sumo?
Like sumo wrestlers, and you're okay. Three very skinny people. where did that name come about?
I came up with the name. Max and I were brainstorming names, and we had a lot of really shitty names. So let me tell you, I still have the list. But
can we get some of them?
What were some of the worst? Actually, I can only think of the ones I liked. Life Jacket Lesbians.
Life Jacket Lesbians.
That's my favorite.
All right. All right.
I will send you that list though.
Nice.
But Suma came from, I graduated from CU with an electrical engineering degree and graduated summa cum laude. And so I thought it would be cool to, like, bring that into, that since I've pretty much abandoned my engineering altogether, that's, like, the only thing that I brought over from it. So.
Was this, this was recently you graduated?
Yeah, May 2012, so, like, a year.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
And you've done absolutely nothing with your electrical engineering degree?
Not since I graduated, no.
Good. Good, that's the way to be.
That's not usually what people say, but
yeah.
Usually people aren't like, oh yeah, good, that's great.
No, that's great, yeah. Pursue music is a, you know, that's what I'm doing.
I know, man.
That's
awesome.
Screw life.
Yeah.
Let's just make art.
Definitely.
All right, well, Suma in the studio of 95.3 KBFR, also on 97.1 KGLR, Greenlight Radio, greenlightradio.com, boulderfreeradio.org. We are going to hear some more from Suma.
All right. We're going to play a song called Sex Gun.
sex gun.
All right, next song we're going to play is called One Way.
You're listening to 95.3 KBFR, 97.1 KGLR, Boulder, Colorado. We are joined in the studio with the rock band Suma. Suma from Boulder, Colorado. I'm actually going to do some fancy engineering work right now. So hopefully you'll be able to hear me in your headphones. Can I get a thumbs up that you hear me? No, you don't hear me. Never mind. Hey. Okay, scratch that. Scratch that idea. How about now?
Yep.
All right, I have to... Oh, I know what I'm doing. There, this will work. Hold on. So you're listening to Greenlight Radio on greenlightradio.com and KBFR Boulder Free Radio on boulderfreeradio.org. I'm getting a thumbs down that
now.
You cannot. Oh, sorry about that. That was bad. All right. How about now? All right. I'm going to do it now. Yes. Just the left ear. Oh, that's...
And it's really loud.
That's unfortunate. Huh. Okay, never mind. Scratch that idea. Well, I'd like to ask Suma a question or two, as we've been doing throughout this entire interview. I wanted to do that because I have a feeling when I do, like, engineering stuff and I press buttons, everything cuts out and you get weird things. Does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's a way I need to do with the board. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Jake, you are the primary songwriter in this band. Is that correct?
Yep.
So I'd like to ask you a little bit about your songwriting process, if you don't mind. Like, what inspires you to write a song? Why do you write a song? Why do you write songs? That things of that nature.
It's a tough question, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I love writing songs. It just is awesome. I guess when I started playing, I like played other people's songs, and after a while, I was like, I want to play my own songs. I don't want to play other people's songs. Fuck that. I guess as far as writing songs, I usually just I'm jamming. Even though I'm not a jam band guy, it usually just comes from jamming different stuff, and then when something feels good, then I just run with it.
And what you say you'd play other people's songs, what styles, what felt right for you at the time, what got you to start deciding to make your own music?
I guess the first songs I learned, I was in like high school, I was learning like every Coldplay song, every Beatles song. I definitely like Coldplay a lot. I like their pop sensibilities, even if it's a little like watered down. But I'm definitely inspired now by like Kings of Leon, Radiohead a lot, Muse. Kind of like it changes a lot. I definitely used to play a lot of Jack Johnson, like really happy stuff, and now I'm kind of more into the angry stuff. But just
angry stuff, like what?
I don't know. Just like that more like intense heavy rock stuff, maybe like Stockholm Syndrome, like we played earlier, and I guess a lot of our newer songs are like hard rock songs.
So do you have like a process, like you corner yourself in a room and turn off the lights and close your eyes and think of some inspiration, or do you just sort of more free form go about your day, something
yeah.
comes up? And
every song is different for me, but in general I write the music and the progressions and the melodies first and then come back and add lyrics later. I like to get like, I usually don't set out like I want to write this song about saving the trees. I usually write a song, and then if it feels like a song that would be like a breakup song or a saving the tree song, then I try to fit lyrics that fit the mood of the music, I guess.
I see. Do you have many saving the trees songs?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm just thinking Chloe.
Yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, that's a good. You both, you and Max both play in a another band.
Yeah, so we played another band called Intuit, intuitband.com. It's like rock, reggae, groove music.
Yeah.
Kind of different than Suma.
And yeah, and you save the trees.
We save a lot of trees
yeah.
in our songs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't use plastic.
No, definitely not. I saw you guys using a gas generator yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the solar panels in time,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. That's okay. But that's an interesting point. Both of you, both you and Max are multi-instrumentalists.
Yep.
You play many different things. Is guitar your primary instrument?
Yeah. Yeah, guitar is definitely my main instrument. Max is tougher. I think drums is his main instrument, but
yeah, it's hard to say for me. I've been playing drums the longest because my dad's a drummer. Can you guys hear me?
Should sort of.
I can a little bit.
Hey, you can.
Yeah, I've been playing the drums since like I was a toddler, basically. But mostly self-taught. I took guitar lessons for like 10 years from the time I was, or maybe a little shorter than that, probably from when I was like 9 until I graduated high school. So I'm more formally trained on guitar. I don't know, I've gone through a lot of phases, but I like to switch around. Keeps me kind of fresh on all the instruments, I think, when I switch it up more. But I've been focusing on drums lately, and hopefully in the future I'll try to contribute, collaborate more songwriting-wise with Suma, but been busy. School, work, 2 bands, I don't know.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll contribute more songwriting-wise in the future.
Cool.
Plan. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to get a feel for the band here, Jake, you just you graduated.
Yep.
You're a free man.
Yeah.
Free man. Miles, still rocking the high school.
Yep.
Which is, you know, fun time to be in high school. I can imagine. I don't know what that means. Max is a senior now.
Yeah, I have 1 semester left at Naropa University.
Yeah, Naropa University. Yeah, a music major.
Music major indeed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
We'll see where that takes us.
Yeah, right. It'll take you right here. It's 95.3 KVFR, 97.1 KGLR, Greenlight Radio, and Boulder Free Radio. All right, let's hear a few more from Suma. All
right. The song is called Forces.
Excavate your soul, find the light inside.
So, once again, we are joined in the studio of Boulder Free Radio. We are a green light radio operation operating in the studios of Boulder Free Radio, part of the Colorado Underground Radio group. Yes. So we are joined once again with Suma. Suma from Colorado, facebook.com/SumaMusic. Suma, S-U-M-M-A. Cool, let's hear a couple more.
All right, the song is called Hate.
We'll be right back. train that never leaves. And I can't be the same. It means nothing to me.
Suma in the studio of 95.3 KBFR, also on 97.1 KGLR, Green Light Radio, Boulder Free Radio, greenlightradio.com, boulderfreeradio.org. So, Jake, I was listening to that last song and I was thinking, you're hitting some very high notes. Do you have any, is this just, what is singing to you? Was that something you studied? Is it just sort of come naturally? Did you ever take vocal lessons, things of that nature?
I didn't my whole life. For the last year, I have been, though, with a really great teacher named Paul Fowler.
He's a good teacher, yes.
I don't know what singing to me is, man. It's just expression, you know?
That's good. That's what's, if that's what singing is, that's great, you know? If that's, that's how you roll with it. So you've mentioned Boulder, Colorado is not the most fertile ground for your sound. What other challenges do you think you have as a band? What's your biggest frustration as a band, or challenge, or?
Man, there's so many.
Well, give me a couple.
I guess lately my biggest thing is it's so tough to book a show unless you have a big following. Mm-hmm. But how do you build a following if you can't book shows? So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Indie bands, it's not an easy thing to do. I think the only way we'll be really successful, we just got to write big hit songs. I think that's what it comes down to. But other than that, it's just working hard to play for anyone that will listen to us and hope that when they hear us, you know, then they'll become a fan.
And you seem to be doing that.
Yeah.
With your shows coming up.
Hopefully. Yeah, we're playing at Buffalo Rose in Golden next Friday, and that should be a fun one. Lots of people there in Golden. It's a great venue. Playing Lermer Lounge on September 10th, which is a Tuesday. We're playing Toad Tavern on September 5th, which is a Thursday. And let's see. We're playing Bushwhackers as well, which I think is September 7th, which is a Saturday night. So, yeah, we're playing lots of Denver shows. If you're in Denver or Boulder, just check out our website, sumamusic.com, or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/sumamusic. And, you know, we post all our shows, and everything's totally up to date. And definitely come check us out sometime.
Great. Suma, how about two more from
two
you?
Two more?
Can you handle that?
We can do two more for sure.
All right, cool. You're listening to Suma on 97.1 FM, Greenlight Radio 95.3, Boulder Free Radio. Suma.
The song is called Love at 16.
Ooh.
just got one last song for you guys. The song is called Idle Minds. Time is not on your side. Don't fool yourself. He will never ally, even if you believe. It doesn't change a damn thing, no matter what you read. Time believes in nothing.
All right. You just heard Suma SUMMA from Boulder, Colorado, here on 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really appreciated it. One more time, what's the website?
So we're SUMMA, S-U-M-M-A. Website is summamusic.com. Facebook is facebook.com/summamusic.
Great, and you can go there to check out all their shows.
Lots of shows, music videos. Our debut AP called Micro Love is there. It's a 5-track EP. Features Michael Kang and String Cheese Incident.
Wow.
All of our shit on that website, summamusic.com.
Very good. So, once again, 95.3 KVFR, 97.1 KGLR, greenlightradio.com, boulderfreeradio.org. I'd like to thank Rocky Flats, our engineer here, who got us on the air today. My name is Eric, but my radio handle is Ralph.
Oh.
You can email me at ralph@greenlightradio.com. So I hope everybody here enjoyed. I certainly enjoyed having SUMMA in the studio today. Thanks for listening. We are out.